Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for. On the show, I play new, local and international punk rock, and I also do interviews with members of punk bands and people from the punk rock scene. If you'd like to check out the previous interviews, episodes of Rocket from Russia, and the list of upcoming shows in Vancouver, head down to my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Great success!
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
State your name, cuz.
Stormzy, innit?
And what are we doing today?
Rapping, innit?
Yeah?
Fucking rapping, innit?
Yeah? Fire in the pot. Let's go.
Look.
Man, try sees better than me. Tell my man, shut up. Mention my name in your tweets. I rude boy, shut up.
Shut up.
Better than me? Shut up.
Shut up.
Best in the scene. Tell my man, yo, couple man call me a backup dancer. On stage at the Brits, I'm a backup dancer. If that makes me a backup dancer, the man in your vids,
backup dancer.
The man in your pics,
backup dancer.
Man wanna chat about backup dancer. Big man like me with a beard, I'm a big man, how the fuck can I? Army comes everywhere I go. I can't run with my enemy show. Walk in the club with all of my chugs. Party's done, everybody go home. Apart from the girl, them you lot stay. Walk in the club with a girl, say hey. Tell a man like I'm K to the A. There's no champagne, we don't rave. Yeah, I'm the best, I'm so cocky. I got a mob like ASAP Rocky. I set trends, dumb man copy. They catch feelings, I catch bodies. They roll deep, I roll squaddy. Got about 25 goons in my posse. They drink Baileys, I drink Vossi. I get murky, they get worried. If you got a GAT, bring it out. Most of the real bad boys of the South. If you wanna do me, something I'm about. I'm not a gangster, I'm just about. But you see my man up there with a pouch. There one of you man try to get loud. All of my man them move so foul. I might sing but I ain't sold out. Nowadays all of my shows sold out. Headline tour, yeah blood sold out. When we roll in they roll out. I'm so London, I'm so South. Food on the ends like there ain't no drought. Fips don't talk like he's got no mouth. I wanna make my mum so proud. Like yo mum book a flight go now. All of my ex girls talking me hard. Talk to my face and talk to my palm. Had full bills and I bought me a car. Little red whip that I bought for my march. I straight nervous and walk in the park. I take care when I water my plants. These MCs wanna talk about Lord of the Mics.
You ain't even Lord of the Yard.
Dead MCs blood leave me alone. Me and your girl only speak on the phone. Kill a whole crew of MCs on my own. Kill a whole crew of MCs for the throne. I was out hungry. So I'm hungry. Man try eat then leave me the bones. Now these niggas they need me to grow. Hot chocolate and a panini to go. I'm a big man fuck a postcode war. Man are upset by the mobile awards. Yeah I was gassed at the mobile awards.
Why?
Cause I ain't won a mobile before.
Duh, all of you MCs sound so bitter. Shut down Wireless, shut down Twitter. Shout out DP, shout out Flipper. Best my age, yeah blood. Look, if you don't rate me, shame on you. If you don't rate me, shame on you. Can I order a deathbed for an MC? He wants beef, let me make that too. Anyone else wanna make that move? Anyone else wanna pay their dues? Imposters wanna take my tune. Stiff chocolate, yeah, my face so smooth. Check it, don't even talk too much or a talker. The man still go halves and a quarter. Saw me turn from a prince to a pauper. Two cigarettes and a bottle of water. Tell the bouncer I get the bottles in order. Man in the kitchen putting in orders. Stiff chocolate, skin clear like water. Smoothing this thing, start locking up doors. Yeah? So shut your fucking stupid mouth.
And that's enough of that. And welcome to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory, Vancouver, at the University of British Columbia. That was Stormzy with Shut Up, a bit of London grime to welcome you to the show. Currently going for the Christmas number one spot back home, sitting at 8th at the moment. And talking of London, I've got a good friend of mine and fellow Discorder contributor, Caleb Fanshawe with me on the show today.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good to have you here, man.
Yeah, thanks, man. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, just before you go home as well, it's nice to get you in.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, it's going to be good.
And you brought some tracks with you.
I sure did, yeah, yeah.
And we're starting with Joanna Gruesome.
Yeah, this is a great band from Cardiff, which is in Wales, for all you geography fans out there. I saw these guys about a month ago at the Cobalt on Main, and they killed it, yeah.
Yeah.
So, really, really good live. So, yeah, let's check them out.
And this track is called Honestly Do Your Worst, taken from their recent album Peanut Butter. A lovely bit of shouty post-punk.
Yeah, pretty
to start.
Yeah, pretty shouty. Not too shouty, but no,
the rest of the album's good. A bit more shouty, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's good though, and debut album's good too. Yeah, really tight band.
One to watch. And you brought us a Vancouver band next, haven't you?
Yeah, this is a really great Vancouver band called Dead Soft. They just had an album out this year. This is the first track of the album called Phase. I saw them live a little while ago. Never heard of them before. My friend was like, "Oh, you've got to check these out." Like, these are the one band you've got to see in Vancouver, so I did, and yeah, they kind of blew me away a bit, like, really, really tight.
Really upset I missed that show, actually.
Yeah, like, no, well, they'll play again for sure. I see them playing, like, all the time, so they're definitely worth checking out.
Get going. And this song is called Phase, right?
Yeah.
See it now. It's all very clear.
Yeah, another wonderful bit of post-punk.
Yeah. Not too much variation today, but hey, you know, exactly. I like what I like, so.
And you know a lot about it, so that's where we got you in.
That's cool.
And they're possibly one of the best bands on the Vancouver circuit in a minute, I think.
I think so, yeah. From what I've seen, I mean, I haven't been here all that long, but like, definitely live.
There's a little debate we've always had between the little group of us that go to the gigs, between them and the Pretties.
Yeah, I see. You guys saw the Pretties like a while ago, didn't you?
I didn't catch them. Supporting the Garden, and they were just out of this world.
Yeah, kind of gutted I missed that. But
still a little bit of time for other people to take the crown as well.
Yeah, definitely.
And then next up, you've got something from your...
This is a track by a band from my home county. Shout out to Cornwall, UK. Yeah, this is a band called The Red Chords from Falmouth. Yeah, they're really good. Really, again, another really great live band. I was sort of thinking how I describe their sound. I'd kind of say it's a cross between like the OCs and a British band called Wire, who were like pretty influential, like back in the late '70s, early '80s. I think it sounds a bit like their first album.
And are they like quite representative of what's coming out of Cornwall at the minute?
Yeah, lots of sort of garage punk, but and then some bands have more of a kind of surfy feel because obviously we're down near the beach. And then, but these guys are like more kind of like that sort of San Francisco scene, sort of psychedelic kind of
proper garage punk. And yeah, man, well, excited to play it.
This, for sure.
This track is called Vile Guy, actually from the Vile Guy EP.
Yeah.
I really like that.
Yeah.
Get on the bass line on there, isn't it?
Yeah, no, for sure. Get on Cornwall.
Exactly, rapping. If there's anyone actually from Cornwall listening.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm listening. I'm right.
That counts.
Yeah, yeah, no, good times.
And the next band you've given me is one that I've actually played because of you a couple of times already.
Yeah, this is Trust Fund, who are my favourite band of the whole year, and they've released my favourite album of the whole year, and this is probably my favourite track on that album. They're a band from Bristol, another place in the southwest of England. And yeah, they're just like super unique. I really like them.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're hard to describe. I don't know quite how to like pigeonhole them in a way.
No,
like,
they just kind of get lumped in that whole garage kind of post-punk sort of
yeah, they're definitely part of the scene that surrounds Bristol and Cardiff, but yeah, but they're, yeah, like you said, they're not, they're just, I don't know, the lyricism is amazing, really, really good.
British through and through.
Yeah, I mean, they're a band, they're kind of, they're like the sort of propelling force behind the band is Ellis, who's the front man. He writes all the lyrics and the songs, and they've released two whole albums this year. He's just like a creative genius. Yeah. So
be very impressive if they bring anything else out next year.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, but both albums very, very good.
And
yeah,
this track from the first album.
Yeah.
Go for it. It's called Jumper.
In the sleeves of my jumper up over my hands, in order to hold you without you flinching, and as we walk I will yawn, I will fall into you if I am allowed to. But we can't get back together, everyone knows that. We can't get back together, everyone knows that. We can't get back together, everyone knows that. Even if we wanted to, even if we wanted to, millions of times in this park we have spoken. Sleeves of my jumper up over my hands, in order to hold you without you.
30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR.
We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved.
Looking to volunteer internationally? Interested in a career in healthcare? Want to travel the world? Get all these experiences with Help, Learn, and Discover. With Help, Learn, and Discover, you'll help build homes for underprivileged families, learn about careers in healthcare through firsthand experiences with doctors, dentists, and other healthcare professionals, and discover the beauty of Ecuador, the Galapagos Islands, and Peru. Apply today at ecuaexperience.com. ECUA experience.com. Are you ready to experience life this summer?
Yes.
And that was The Wonderful Jumper by Trust Fund.
Yeah, Jumper, which for all you North Americans out there is a sweater. Like, we call them jumpers.
So, bit of a British overload in here.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, very quite British.
You've got that lovely quintessential British accent. So, my kind of merging northern nonsense that I draw out.
I don't know about that.
It's not quite Hugh Grant, is it really, though? Let's be honest.
Oh, dear.
And you've got one more track for us now, haven't you?
Yeah, this is another Vancouver band who I highly recommend. They're called Dumb.
Yeah.
They're supporting Parquet Courts at the Rickshaw next.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Is it February?
It is. Countdown is on. Tick
yeah,
is already on.
That'll be a very, very good show. And they do the same kind of, like, sardonic kind of punk as Parquet Courts. Like, yeah, it's good. I like it.
It's really good. And this track is called Hey Quincy.
Where you at? Hey, Quincy! Where you at?
So much fun, that band.
Yeah, woo.
Woo. But yeah, man, Riff, thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah, no worries. I might, like, I don't know, should I stick around for a little bit longer?
Hang around, we'll talk about it all.
Yeah, like, I want to hear some Christmas songs. So.
Yeah, exactly. We're, after KO closing, we've got to finish the last 20 minutes with some of the best Christmas songs that I've found.
Excellent.
Very excited.
Yeah,
some,
me too.
Some cracking tunes. The next track I'm going to play is not a Christmas song, though. It's the guitarist from Dumb, Nick Short, has another band called Swim Team, also Vancouver-based, and they released a really good EP. It's kind of experimental in all the kind of fuzzy sounds they put on top of the post-punk. It's called Freedom /Constraint, and I'm going to play the title track from it right now. You're listening to Albion on CITR 101.9 FM, also streaming live on CITR.ca. We're broadcasting from the University of British Columbia on unceded Musqueam territory. Caleb is still with me.
I'm still here, yeah.
After Swim Team, we played a track by Francesca Belcourt, which is called In Between, from her debut album, which is called Zongs. That record has been kind of soundtracking my revision.
Oh, Zongs. Yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah, I never listened to it yet.
It was in the Discord,
really,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I really like that.
Incidentally, we've both got a bit of writing in Discord, so please go pick it up if you get the chance. It's all over campus.
It's worth checking out.
Possibly not for our writing, but worth checking out otherwise. and then the track we just heard was Les Chaussettes with Kate, who we both saw.
We did, yeah, supporting Chastity Belt. They were good.
At the Biltmore. It's a really cool venue as well, isn't
Very
it?
Very cool, yeah. Like it a lot.
And we're going to go into, since it's almost Christmas, the last 25 minutes of the show, we're going to choose some of the best Christmas songs that I've found.
Love it.
The first one is possibly one of the best modern Christmas songs I've heard in a long time. It's just so much fun. It's by The Loose Tapestries, which, if you've heard of Kasabian, is Serge, the guitarist from Kasabian, and then Noel Fielding from The Mighty Boosh.
Yeah, you showed me this one.
It did. And the crowning jewel of this track is it has Idris Elba rapping on it. Idris Elba being the star of HBO's The Wire, and if you're from the UK, BBC's Luther. And it's just a wonderful track, isn't it?
Let's just play it over. Yeah,
let's go.
It was Christmas Eve and all were sleeping, all but the loose tapestries, who were writing a Christmas song. A new kind of Christmas song that could be inhaled like a gas or sprinkled into the eyes of sleeping children. Drunk on eggnog, these bombastic minstrels slipped down chimneys and pumped their new song into every turkey in England. This was their gift to the nation, for they were the loose tapestries.
Shorts and a pair of sock blast. Yeah, this year I want the new Xbox.
I want a Christmas.
Now I'm feeling jolly, sipping on the berries. I'm a Heimdall when I'm looking for a Barbie tool. Pull up my cracker, smoke a little mistletoe. All my little helpers help.
And all the children sing. Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
How much fun is that track?
Oh, man. Idris has got bars, man.
Like, he has. He knows really how to spit.
Yeah.
He's obviously brought up in a grime scene. That's what that's where I'm guessing.
Truly. Yeah.
But no, I wish that was Christmas number one.
I mean, it could... Yeah.
Sadly, Stormzy's our best bet, isn't it, really? But
I'm not disappointed about that. Like, no. Really, I think that's going to be...
But I am disappointed by the fact that it's Justin Bieber 1, Justin Bieber 2, Justin Bieber number 5.
What?
In the British charts right now.
Oh, jeez. I mean, been paying attention, but it sounds terrible.
Canadians taking over our charts.
Yeah, what they like.
And not even
one
good
very
ones.
Specific Canadian.
Exactly. And we've got a much better Canadian now. This is Grimes, who released one of the albums of the year this year.
Yeah, very good album.
And that album took a long time in the making. And while she was making it, she made this Christmas track. It's very ad hoc. With our stepbrother Jay Worthy, spitting on it as well, and it's a lot of fun. Please excuse the terrible production on the track, but it's worth it. That was a little bit more down tempo from Inherent Vices, but you really liked that, didn't you?
I did. Yeah, I haven't heard that band. They're a local band. Did you
local
say?
Band. Yeah, oh, cool. That track was called Pagan Excellence.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
And they actually played in CITR. 2-3 weeks ago.
Oh, sweet.
It's all a bit of a blur. It was before my exam started, so I've kind of lost time perception.
Cool band name.
Yeah, they are pretty cool. And Grimes is a lot of fun as well.
Yeah, that was funny.
The only track I've ever heard Jay Worthy on as well, but wonderful. We've got two more tracks. The next Christmas song is by a band called Frankie and the Heartstrings, featuring Edwin Collins from Orange Juice fame.
Mm.
Frankie and the Heartstrings always been compared to Edwin Collins' solo work. And Frankie and the Heartstrings are basically Sunderland music, aren't they? The whole scene is based around them.
Pretty much, yeah.
They've got a record label up there called Pop Sex Limited and a record store, and everyone plays out of that venue and stuff. And it's pretty cool, actually. I've never been up. I would like to.
Make a trip sometime, yeah.
Exactly. And this is actually a really, really good Christmas song. I've got a lot of time for it.
Christmas.
You too, Frankie. Merry Christmas to you.
And what's special about Christmas to you, Edwin?
Joy and love and happiness.
And peace on earth?
And peace on earth. All that shit.
More fun again.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it does sound a lot like Orange Juice as well, doesn't it?
It does, quite a bit. It's got that kind of vibe. Yeah.
And I don't know actually where he features on it, apart from having a little chat with Frankie in the middle. But,
you know, just, yeah.
Having some fun.
Yeah, celebrity endorsement, you know?
Well, exactly. It's got to sell a few more records, yeah. Hasn't it? Taking everything you can get. We're almost done, actually. Thank you for coming in.
Yeah, no worries. It's been
great having you on.
Yeah, I know. Got to hear some new tracks as well. So, pretty stoked.
And getting a bit sentimental. It's been great going to gigs with you all this time.
Yeah, it's been good, man. Yeah, it's kind of a sense of an ending. But,
it's a nice way to end it. And I'll see you back in London.
Yeah, for sure. We should, yeah.
Trade rival unis over here. But
we'll
try and cross the barrier.
Yeah.
Romeo and Juliet sort of stuff.
I was going to say, it's a real That kind of situation.
That kind of situation. Yeah, up next is a Radio Freethinker with Don, as usual. I think it's a Christmas-themed, loosely, episode, which will be interesting. We're staying tuned in for. And the final track we've got is by a band hopefully most of you know. It's called Palmer Violets.
Pretty big British band.
Yeah.
Big in Britain. Yeah.
And they've got they're on the playlist on CNTR, so I've been a few of you heard them. The track is called Last Christmas on Planet Earth. And it could be taken straight off their album. It's of that good quality, which is rare for a Christmas song.
Awesome.
Yeah. And yeah, thank you very much for listening, guys. I hope you've enjoyed the show.
Thanks. Yeah.
And thanks for coming in, Caleb.
No worries. Anytime.
And yeah, happy holidays, guys.
Yeah. Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive.